provide abortions during medical emergencies in states with bans on abortion. This is SRN News.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
But look around. Your family, your faith, they're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary, and giving up is not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero, a For King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn in theaters April 26th. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We've got a big warming trend underway, and the rain chances, although not quite zero, are very low today and tomorrow. Today's high temperature up to about 81 with a sun and cloud mix. Partly cloudy, not as cool tonight. Overnight low temperature 58. Tomorrow we'll be in the lower 80s with partial sunshine, and again, the rain chances 20% or less. Then look for mid-80s. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, still dry, good bit of sunshine each day. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. The Alabama House on Tuesday passed a bill restricting conversations of gender identity and sexual orientation for grades K through 8 in the state. The bill would also prohibit teachers from displaying flags or other images relating to the same subjects in public classrooms. The bill will now go to the Senate. It was standing room only as District 7 residents came to voice their concerns about various issues in Montgomery Monday night. Acting Police Chief John Hall addressed the town hall meeting and answered questions about rampant gun violence and the recent shootings in Montgomery. A bill on the Alabama House calendar would create a state ban on the production and sales of meat produced from cultured animal cells. The bill already passed the Senate by a unanimous vote. Violators would be subject to the suspension or revocation of their food safety permit from the state. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
Thompson Tractor is the go-to source for a complete range of the best equipment for your next construction project. Thompson Tractor also has the trusted parts and expert service you've come to expect for more than 65 years, all of which keeps your business up and running so you can focus on the work you do. And now is a great time to get the compact equipment you need. Because right now, there's financing starting at 0% for 36 months on any Cat compact equipment, including skid steers and mini excavators. These machines don't sit around for long, but no worries. If it's not here, we can pull from one of our other 16 locations in Alabama and Northwest Florida. And hey, if you're not ready to buy, Thompson Rents is here, so you can rent what you need. So visit ThompsonTractor.com for all the details and for the location nearest you. Thompson Tractor and Thompson Rents. We're here for you.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
At Guardian Credit Union, we believe that banking should be personal, just like the relationships we build with members. Imagine a place where you're not just a credit score, but a valued part of our community. At Guardian, our dedicated team takes the time to listen, understand, and tailor financial solutions that fit your unique needs. From buying a car to saving for college and even starting a small business, we've got you covered. Come experience the Guardian difference and let's achieve your financial goals together. Guardian Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. Before they were legends, they were lost souls looking for their sound.
You want to be a songwriter?
Not really. You are a songwriter.
Discover the true, untold story of Sue Brewer, the extraordinary woman behind outlaw country music, starring Mandy Moore and featuring T.J. Osborne.
They call it the boar's nest. It's just my apartment, but you never know who'll show up.
In a new scripted Audible original.
Any advice?
Yeah, to steal something whiskey can't.
The boar's nest. Sue Brewer and the birth of outlaw country music. Listen on Audible.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Beeson.
I didn't realize what I said.
All right.
What just happened?
Did he point? Welcome into the program, everybody. Thanks, Allison. Welcome into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio on a beautiful day here in the heart of God's country. I have walked a little bit. Are we not even started?
We're not on.
Yeah, we're on. We're just, our microphones are offsetting, I do believe. So,
wait, what does that mean?
It means our mics, wait, that sounds a little, let's see if Scott's getting that corrected right now. And by the way, welcome to Alabama Unfiltered.
Okay, how about that?
That's much better. Thank you.
Okay. Nothing changed.
We didn't touch anything, Scott.
Wait.
But if we feel like we did, it's like a placebo effect.
No, yeah, we did. We totally did.
Never mind. We got a little. It's still there. All right. Pray continue. We'll get started.
This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio on this day. It's a Wednesday, the 24th day of April in the year of our Lord, 2024. I hope you've had a great morning so far, and I hope the last 21 hours have gone well as well. Amy Beth Shaver's here. Allison Sinclair is here. And I think Allison has set up a guest already.
I have set up a guest.
Who do you have for us to talk to this morning?
Well, I have State Representative Mac Butler.
Oh, Mac. All right. Good.
Who hopefully we can hear and get through, and he's not already regretting calling. But so he carried our help. I call it ours. We did absolutely nothing.
The Allison Sinclair bill.
Allison and Abs bill.
Throw my name in there. Your daughter.
You know what? Collins was so proud of herself when she was listening yesterday. Mm-hmm. We listened to the debate on the House floor.
Mm-hmm.
And because Sora came up, and she's the one that started all that. And we call it Stickergate. The flags at Oak Mountain High School.
You missed it the day you weren't, 2 days you weren't here. We did nothing but Stickergate.
I heard about it.
Yeah, I bet you did.
So,
oh, I'm sorry.
Mac Butler, state rep who carried House Bill 130 for us. Just for us, just for me and Abs.
Just for y'all.
I had him call in because it passed the House yesterday.
Hey, that's big.
It's a big deal. So, Mac Butler, welcome to the show. How are you doing this morning? Are you exhausted? It was a long day.
Good morning. No, I feel great, and it's an honor to be with you guys.
He's been using the grounding sheets in the dirt, too, apparently, because he is very froggy this morning. Representative, we're glad you're on. Thanks for taking some time. I know you've got to go to committee meetings, I guess, sometime this morning.
Yes, sir. It's good to talk to you, Senator.
Yes, sir. Hey, so tell us, was it tough getting the bill through? I mean, was there a lot of opposition? Is it one of those things where once it finally gets going, it goes well? Just a little background. Allison is so excited she can barely contain herself. So congratulations to you.
Thank you so much. Yes, the opposition all came from the minority party, of course, with the Republicans, sailed right through. And this was just simply, we took what Scott Stathagen did just a couple of years ago and just expanded it to 3 grades. And we also did a prohibition on the gender identity and sexual orientation insignias or flags.
All right, very good. So what was the conversation we've talked about here? I would have loved to have seen it go all the way through K-12. I don't really know why an eighth grader is protected, but a ninth grader is not. What was the thought process? I don't think, because I think they amended it for that. I think you started with K-12, which I think was a better plan. I mean, were there just a lot of Republicans who thought, hey, 13-year-old girls need to see this stuff? Or boys?
No, sir. I was encouraged greatly by leadership to work with the State Department of Education and take some baby steps, but I was assured we would come back and look at it again. And you know the process better than anybody.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes we do have to compromise, and you know, we're in a few battles.
It's a victory, Mac, for sure, absolutely. But hold their feet to the fire on the coming back, because that is one of the mistakes I made multiple times when I was there. Was Scott, just cool your jets. I promise we'll go back. And we never went back.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we had the momentum to do it.
Yes, sir.
But you have to work with all the entities there, and so we did.
Well, and good. If you look, I mean, it's very encouraging. This started out K-5.
It is.
And as things have gotten wackier and crazier, and the agenda has grown, we're going K-8. And I really think we can make it to 12th grade. Yesterday, when I was listening to the debate on the floor, actually, Democrat Neil Rafferty, who I think spoke last, gave a very impassioned speech. But he also brought up a good point that I kind of wanted to address and get your thoughts, and a legitimate point, and one that I normally agree with. He said, why couldn't these issues be handled on the local level? Which I generally agree that things should be handled, you start within the school and then on the local, maybe school board level. But I have two examples that I just quickly wanted to share with you that you may or may not know, and then kind of get your feedback on why we needed a statewide legislation for this. But two things that happened. First of all, in Shelby County at Oak Mountain High School, where my kids go to school, we have been fighting, we call it sticker gate. For several years, we've had on teachers' doors the stickers that have the LGBTQ flag, the Black Lives Matter flag, and the transgender flag. So it's supposed to signify safe space for these kids. Well, we took it to administration. Nothing was done. We took it to the school board. Nothing was done. Now, they did say that it couldn't be there, but they're still up today. Then you go to Hoover High School, where an English teacher made an assignment that actually, the assignment given to the students was all about witches, and it was very bizarre. It was about how witches and covens protect the LGBTQ community and guard against the patriarchy of America. I can send you this, a photo of the assignment. But basically, this teacher was given a slap on the wrist, and he is back in the classroom today. So to Representative Rafferty, we tried to handle these on the local level, and nothing has been done. So this is necessary, and I'm curious kind of what you heard, why you wanted to carry this, because it was like a 2.5-hour debate on the floor. It was not an easy bill for you. But why did you think this was necessary?
Well, of course, first as a parent, now as a grandparent, and as a veteran of the school board where I served 10 years, I saw so many things. And my battle on this actually got started a few years ago, and that's why I was excited, the House did what they did, and the legislature did what they did a couple years ago. But a student sent me an assignment from his teacher sent at Southside High School dealing with the transgender. And, of course, I put the assignment on Facebook and quickly got the attention of a lot of people. And the superintendent saw it, and he promptly, appropriately dealt with it. But then you started hearing about all the different items that are going on. You know, simply the library books, the Chromebooks. Who knew? I spent 10 years on the Alabama Public Library Service, appointed by Governor Riley many years ago, and we never had such. There is an agenda today that at best is inappropriate, but you know it's not conducive for the learning atmosphere that we're supposed to create in the schools to prepare these students for the 21st century jobs, make them productive citizens, where we're trying to encourage a mental disorder. And that seems to be all the rage, and I'm hoping it's just a trend. Like it or not, it is a mental disorder. This transgenderism is going on, and I heard for these children. We're all about the children, and we love them. You know, they were trying to say if a teacher couldn't go rogue and speak on something they're not trained in, that somehow it's going to cause death and destruction among young people, and I think that's totally wrong. I saw this as a parental rights bill, and I saw it as born of love. Discipline is born of love. Mm-hmm. But we absolutely had to get the state involved, because like you mentioned, it would be hit and miss at local, depending on your local right. representatives of the school board. I do not know of a more important position of, you know, elected office, and of course not appointed office as well, than the local school boards.
Yeah, I just really appreciate your work on this, and I think it's important. And yesterday as I was listening, I was getting very frustrated because we're not saying that these issues aren't real, that kids don't struggle, and we're not being uncompassionate towards them at all. The left Absolutely. Kept saying yesterday that, you know, who are these kids going to turn to? Well, you can still go speak to a counselor who will then get you in touch with the correct people to get you help. It's just, we can't have a classroom discussion about there being 48 genders. It's just not going to happen. And I wanted to ask them, I was kind of talking to my phone as you were standing in the well and I was trying to respond. It was, you know, what if a kid was struggling with just belief in God or belief in some religion, and he raised his hand and brought it up, and the teacher was like, you know what, you need to be saved. Jesus, you know, is the only way. I totally believe that. I would be all for that. You know, speak the truth. But that's not the place for a classroom discussion. And right now, the left would not appreciate that. So just because it's their issue, exactly. So I just think they're not really, it's such an emotional issue, they can't quite get past that. Because like you were saying yesterday, if the shoe was on the other foot, the wheels would totally come off. So we're just trying to get back to neutral in our classrooms, I think.
Let them be children. Absolutely, let them be children. And these are adults that, you know, intentional, just the Chromebooks is a perfect example. Adults made a conscious decision to put that trash on there.
Absolutely. Yes. In an effort to make sure that children see it, and I would argue that they're, because of what some of these schools are doing, more of the children have to go see the counselor because they got confused in the classroom than would have otherwise happened. Mm-hmm. So that they're causing their own problems.
Right.
And but you know, I'm all for, hey, look, y'all, I know what y'all are doing now, so we're going to do our side.
Mm. Yeah,
we would have a better society, but I'll compromise it neutral.
No, I'm just, my point is, you know, that's something we would support.
Yes.
Please speak the truth about mm-hmm. Jesus and how he can save
you. But if we can just claw ourselves back to neutral, it's a victory, and that's what Representative Butler's done. Hey, and by the way, congratulations again. What are the chances of it going all the way through the process?
Are y'all going to go 100%? Chase Yelnut's handling the Senate, and I do anticipate it to pass and then be signed into law this session.
Good.
That's great.
Yeah, Shelnut's a good senator. The guy that was before him was better, but Shelnut's doing a good job.
It took me like a split second. I'm like, oh.
I served with that gentleman, and he was great, yes.
But thank you very much. Representative, hey, we appreciate you taking time with us.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Yeah, we're so glad. Thank you so much for all your work.
Yep. See you, buddy.
Y'all have a
Congrats.
Great day. Bye-bye.
You too.
Should we give him a Rammy?
He might get the
He's
Rammy.
Get the Rammy.
Some of our listeners might not know what the Rammy
is. We probably should tell him. It's been so long. It's been such a
Let's wait
desert
till it becomes law.
Time. Let's wait. You're right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Get it on through the process.
I wanted to ask him about the fight that broke out between the House
fight,
and the Senate
fight,
last night.
Fight.
We should have asked him about that.
But
Scott,
I knew he had
so
to go,
casual.
And he's already stayed 20 minutes.
Hey, but Scott was like, fights happen all the time.
We need to talk about that on the other side, because I was all fired up.
Yeah, it's one of those news things that when it makes the news, the people who are on the inside are like, why is that news? But it is... It does seem newsy.
Why couldn't we have been down there? Because it was like Parliament, you know?
Yeah, they
Although
were
nobody
shouting.
Did like punch each other in the face or throw a chair. Mm-hmm. The other thing I want to talk about very quickly on this Alabama News Express, thanks to Allison, is can it's we talk dirt. About this renamed amended innovation district bill? Or maybe I can do it in 10 seconds. It's the same crap. So what are they doing?
But now it's a... What is it?
Excuse me.
Where's my voices? You do a better voice.
It's a research and development corridor.
Corridor.
In Alabama, it's approved by the Senate County and Municipal Government Committee on Tuesday.
That's the wrong one. This one. It is no longer an innovation district. It is a what?
It is a research and development corridor.
I can't even do it. I'm sorry.
Good gracious. Well, we should be for it now, because I was against innovation, but I'm for research and development.
Absolutely. Still exempt from taxes, still doing whatever the crap they want.
We got to take a break. Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We'll be back.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our friends and neighbors are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we have some exciting news to share with you. We've been serving the state of Alabama for many, many years, and now we are able and ready to offer the same great mortgage financing in Georgia and Florida as well.
Our company may be Alabama Home Mortgage, but now we can finance your Georgia home mortgage and your Florida home mortgage too. We couldn't be more excited to extend our customer base to our neighboring states. For years, we have had customers call us in hopes we could assist them with purchasing their vacation cabin in North Georgia or their dream home in Florida, and now we can. For those of you who have family and friends that live in Florida and Georgia, be sure to tell them the good news.
Whether you are looking to purchase or refinance a home located in Alabama, Georgia, or Florida, you owe it to yourself to give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223, or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time.
It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage, because folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Is spring cleaning making your floors feel, well, a little worse for the wear? Don't just clean them, upgrade them. Carroll's Carpet Flooring America can help you transform your home with beautiful new flooring and countertops. Carroll's Carpet is locally owned and operated, so you're supporting the community. At Carroll's Carpet, you'll get expert advice to help you find the perfect flooring. Hardwood, carpet, laminate, tile, or even luxury vinyl. They'll work with you to create the exact look you've been dreaming of. Carroll's Carpet. New floors this spring. Makes your whole home sing. Carrollscarpet.com on the Northeastern Boulevard.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
Don't you love the feeling of coming home to a clean house? Let Southern Bells Cleaning Service get your home in order. Families in the River Region trust Southern Bells because they know Callan and Jesse will show up on time and believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. They bring all their own supplies and specialize in full-service, residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
Medical Outreach Ministries is a free healthcare clinic providing primary and specialty care for uninsured low-income adults in our area. OM sees almost 1,000 patients annually who are attended to by volunteers, including physicians, nurses, and pharmacists. Please call 334-281-8008 or visit momclinic.org to learn how you might qualify for our services, volunteer, or donate to this vital community service.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The
Health... Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now.
Welcome to the program. I'm not looking at y'all. I'm in a bad mood. Y'all
I
quit smiling.
Your just... walk this morning would have been cleansing to your body.
Don't know. I need some grounding sheets.
I found him. He goes past my car as I'm getting out. I'm like, mm-hmm. What are you doing? He's walking in the parking
so
lot. Were you
morning.
Early?
I was trying to wake up.
Hey,
I was dragging.
Did you evade the homeless
there were
person
no,
yesterday?
There were no women here
Sweet
to
man
make
that
coffee.
He was, I'm sure.
Did I tell y'all what he... Okay, so... He was still out there. Yeah. What do you mean he was sweet? Do you know what he was talking about when I walked in the other
he's
day?
Not sweet.
Did I tell y'all?
No, but he's not sweet. I just said that because that's what I say when I get nervous.
She's very nice.
I told y'all what
no,
he was talking
did
about,
didn't
what
did he say?
STDs.
So, yes.
What?
Wait a minute.
Okay,
he was talking. Okay, there's this homeless guy that hangs out by.
Why are you cracking on the homeless guys? You're supposed. They are elevated. They are the.
You know
best.
What? When I write
hey,
now.
Look, the only thing better than an illegal alien is a homeless person.
Allison, and now we're supposed to call them unhoused.
Okay,
yes.
There's an unhoused person that hangs out by the door we have to come in. And actually, yesterday, he looked really good. His fit was on point.
It was. He looked like he
really?
Was just going out shopping.
Yeah, but he stands there and he, it's funny, it looks like mm-hmm. he's on the phone. Like he's got his AirPods in and he's
yeah.
talking to somebody.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. when I was walking in the other day, he was like, yeah. And you know what? And he's like looking down and he's moving his hands and he's pacing back and forth. Mm-hmm. He was like, yeah, she got an STD. Yes, she got an STD. That's what STDs look like these days. And I'm like, oh my gosh. I felt like I was intruding.
Shuffled on by.
But anyway, yesterday he was talking again, but I couldn't understand him.
I didn't hear. He stopped talking when I got to my, because he was right by my car. And thanks to Scott Beeson, I made it there safely. But he backed away when Scott came out. And I was like,
oh, really? He did?
Yeah, he did. He was literally right that precipice above where we park, and then he moved back.
Do you think he's the one that put the couch in the middle of the parking lot for a while?
Perhaps.
I mean, you gotta hang out. I mean, you know.
No, but his outfit was, he had his little
he looked nice.
In that
his
match.
Shoes looked
really?
Nice.
Yeah.
Really?
So. Anyway,
So how do the homeless people have ear buds.
No, no, that was the thing. He didn't. He was acting like he did. Like he was. You would have thought he was on the phone with someone.
He didn't have a phone either.
But there was no phone.
Oh, that's here, for sure. That's how we used to know people were crazy. They walked around talking themselves. Now you just can't tell.
You just can't tell anymore.
He was tweaking. Would we say that he was on something? Is that what? Is that what that is?
I don't know. I can't tell.
He just was lonely, and he just wanted to talk about her STD. And
wow.
Yeah.
He wanted to engage you in that conversation.
No, he wasn't looking at me. He literally was pacing back and forth like he was on the phone, but there was no phone. There was no AirPods. And he was just, you know, like pausing at the correct times. Let them respond.
Maybe you just didn't know he had earbuds.
I mean, maybe he had like those hearing aids you can't see.
Him. I can.
Maybe he had.
Are you sure you can?
Maybe. Wow.
Anyway, I just kind of ran to my car. Because y'all left me, but I made it. He wasn't there this morning.
He was not there this morning.
He was supposed to get you, so he owes me $20.
And there's another guy who likes to make the rounds in our parking lot, and he's a little nervy as well, but I haven't seen him in a couple days.
Is that why you're in a bad mood? Because he didn't get me?
Oh, money not well spent.
You went to the peanut place this morning?
I did.
I thought you'd be all happy.
I was happy till the...
He was mad because I broke his coffee mug.
She slammed my grandfather's coffee mug into the ground and broke it.
Didn't even care.
And then I tried to dig it out of the garbage out of cinema, and she's like, put that back, Scott Beeson.
I said that. I did. I said it.
Because you're a pack rat.
I was going to fix that joker.
And then he like almost has me near tears because I'm like, great. Like his American flag mugs that we both have. So I dropped it.
We both have because I gave you the other one.
I know. Now you only have one.
I know. There's just one, and you cannot use it.
Was it really your grandfather's?
I really do think it came from my grandfather's house, but I don't think it was not an heirloom.
I will tell you where they came from. Walmart.
My grandparents were not wealthy, so of course their stuff came from Walmart.
My stuff comes from Walmart, so what do you mean? Everybody goes to Walmart.
It comes from Walmart.
Well, because I know where they are on the shelf at Walmart. They're not new. I mean, they're not old.
These are old.
Everybody stop.
They're like 25 years old.
Scott doesn't listen.
What?
I picture this is what happened in the House and the Senate last night.
Without the chairs?
Yeah, so keep going because now, yeah, you're like, put it together. Put the mug together. Put it, no, down. You know, and then it's like, that's apparently what they did. They were like, carry it over. Carry it up.
So it's not the booze. Boo. That was pretty good.
What, did you read it?
I saw the article.
He was far too casual.
It wasn't news to me. The House and the Senate being in a conflict. The only thing that was news to me is the Senate has apparently lost their swagger because...
Why do you say that?
Because the Senate always was like, okay, if y'all want to play, we'll play. The Senate was always the tougher house.
Well, Smitherman started it.
Yeah, but
Roger.
Those fights were always won by the Senate, and now this looks like it's a mano a mano, like they're both going to be tough, but we'll see.
So Smitherman makes a comment about how proud he is that they're not putting any of the House bills on the calendar.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then I guess word travels to the House while they're in session.
Right.
So Ledbetter starts, what is it called, carry it over?
Mm-hmm.
Starts carrying over.
Carrying bills over.
Carrying bills over that are from the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
And then anytime a Senate bill that was already on the calendar would come up, apparently all the representatives would be like, carry it over, carry it over.
But here's the question. Was Roger Smitherman, who's a smart guy, somebody take this clip and send it to him, was he trying to kill a Senate bill in the House?
I mean,
by making a theatrical move to say, oh, we're not going to take any of your House bills. So all the House members are like, yeah, we won't take any Senate bills. And he's like, hey.
I think he
rope-a-doped them right in.
Yeah, I think he was playing a game and they joined right in.
And if you have this conflict for a couple of days with as few legislative days that are left, then you get jammed up at the end and bills like yours...
No. We're just going to kill gambling and innovation districts, but my bill will still
go through. They will not be cluttered up at the end.
What you got, Abs?
Well, they're saying they pulled down the bills from the Senate floor without a vote over concerns about legislation in the innovation districts. So something's going on.
So the House is mad that the Senate might not be doing that. Well, that's we'll send it. Those are done. Yeah. Now it's science and research districts or whatever. Mm. We got to take a break. Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We'll be back.
Reward yourself and your home with beautiful new flooring from Georgia Floors Direct. Since 1969, GFD has guaranteed the lowest prices on the largest inventory of all types of flooring. Visit or call today, Georgia Floors Direct, Eastern Boulevard, across from Lowe's.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Honey, did you call an electrician to put in that new bathroom outlet?
No, I thought I'd just get Cousin Ray.
He's not a real electrician.
Oh, Ray's handy. He can do anything.
Being handy and being an electrician are two different things. Electricity is complicated and potentially dangerous. Each year, there are thousands of home fires caused by faulty wiring. You need an expert. To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, you have to undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training. When you need electrical work, or if you just like someone to assess your home for safety, call the experts at Crosby Electric.
So, how about that nice out that Ray installed in the bathroom?
Do you think it's safe?
It's fine. See, when I plug in my electric razor, it...
Now the lights are out. I am not sleeping a wink until you get Crosby Electric out here.
Don't take chances with electricity. Call the experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
It's Johnny from Sinclair's on Vaughn Road. We've been in business almost 30 years.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
I think if you hadn't tried us, you should give us a try. We've got a great menu, offered anything from chicken fingers, wings, salads, fajitas. At lunchtime, we do great country lunch with different vegetables and different meats every day.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat and three special at lunch, two great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
Our most popular items are, we got a soup called She Crab Soup, which is extremely popular. We've got a bunch of pasta dishes, which people love. Mediterranean chicken is my favorite.
Sinclair's.
We do live music, light stuff on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then on Fridays and Saturdays, maybe three-piece bands or four-piece bands.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
At ASE Credit Union Financing, your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 5.25%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. It's time to get your cooling system ready for the long, hot summer. Call today about the advantages of the Clark Club membership to be sure you're covered. Call 277-2125. Better call Clark. Alabama certification number 09098.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our temperatures are moderating in a very nice way, and the rain chances, although not zero, are very low today and tomorrow. Sun and cloud mix with a high today up to about 81. Not as cool tonight. Overnight low temperature 58. Tomorrow, the warmth continues with a high around 82. Partial sunshine. I think we'll be in the middle 80s. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, still dry. Good bit of sunshine, too. So a good weekend forecast. From Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has a long history of stability and a legacy of serving our community's needs for generations since we began in 1906. At CBNS Bank, we're here for you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Update on the anti-parasitical dirt-eating expeditionary force that Allison and I are on. I am irritable as crud. I'm in a bad mood, a foul mood. I'm not usually that way, and that is one of the symptoms of, what did you call it?
It's called a Herxheimer reaction, and it's when, like,
my ears are ringing. Is that one of them, too?
No, that's just the buzz.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my gosh.
That's just the buzz.
Oh, sorry.
And that's the good kind
Bless
of buzz.
Bless it all.
Right.
No, yeah, you have all these symptoms. Fatigue, mm-hmm. Headache, you're irritable, you can get rashes. You said you had a little rash on your forehead.
On my forehead.
I think the parasites are coming out of your brain.
Is that
brain.
What it is? They're working like, their way out like little bot flies.
Yeah.
In a day or two, I'm going to be superhuman. How long does this take?
Depends on how infested you are.
Okay. All right.
I don't know. We're doing 10 days on and 10 days off.
Is that what we're doing?
That's a long time.
And then 10 days on.
10 days on, 10 days off, 10 days on. And then we'll be cleaned and clear.
Well, some people just like...
in 30 days.
They do it a lot longer. I don't know.
Like forever kind of thing?
Once
I have these things killed off that I don't even know if I have...
Well,
what about the ones that are in my brain
and
stuff?
There
are tiny in your brain.
There are.
They're coming out. Look, I see it right there.
See right here? They're tunneling out through my forehead now as we speak. Dropping on the paper, probably.
I've got to have some of this dirt. It sounds wonderful.
I mean, like lice? Are they just falling out of your head like they do little first graders?
Now when I contact lice, like in a movie theater, they're like,
no way.
Nothing there. Just move on. There's nothing to hold on to. Go to the next chair.
I mean, I don't even worry about it.
You'll get washed off with a washcloth. And there's nothing to hold on to.
I mean, that's the problem. I don't have to worry about it.
Oh, boy. Scott Bison, you're so funny.
Did y'all see the president of the United States, the guy that the deep state and the Washington elites gave us as president? Did y'all see him in Florida?
Yep.
No.
He was very, very eloquent.
So eloquent, Scott.
Can we play it?
Maybe what does
we
he
find it? It's
well,
awesome.
He, you know, every once in a while, Joe Biden tells us the truth. And this
and we're
time,
here for it.
This time he is there. Let's make sure we get the sound in the right place. Rodecaster Pro 2, is that what y'all have chosen for?
Is there a problem?
No, it's all good.
All right.
We'll see if... this is the right little button.
Oh, you're going to play it. Yeah. This is fantastic.
Okay. So, let's see if it'll play. There'll be a commercial, probably.
In a sense, I don't know why we're surprised by Trump. How many times does he have to prove we can't be trusted?
Broken clock.
You want to play it one more time?
Just one more time. Maybe two or three.
In a sense, I don't know why we're surprised by Trump. How many times does he have to prove we can't be trusted?
Boom.
Everybody's a little squirmy in their seats about now.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
And I want to hear more about the cannibals that ate his uncle, though.
Have y'all seen the meme?
It's just so funny.
Did you send that meme? Who sent that meme? Someone sent me a reel or a little meme. That
Not
has
us.
No, it wouldn't be y'all. Y'all wouldn't send us anything funny. It's like a guy, it looks like he's a... Indiana Jones or one of those kind of characters, yeah. And he's running, and it's like the caption of the movie is Joe Biden's uncle's name, and he's it's like fleeing from the cannibals, you know?
Buzzy or something?
Yes.
Buzz, I don't know.
Yeah. Bossy.
Boswell Biden or something.
Did you also see that he gave himself the sign of the cross while there was a woman on stage talking about reproductive rights?
What?
It was at that
Joe
same
Biden
event.
Did?
Yeah. He gave himself the sign of the cross while she was talking, or he was talking. I was listening to Andrea on the way in, and I was like, what the crap? Yeah. Well, talking about abortion.
Wait, what does that mean?
That's his soul trying to escape.
That's right. That's exactly. What does that mean? Like, why would you do that? Are you confused about what you're saying? Are you confused about what it is? But the internet is breaking down over it, and Catholics are calling for his excommunication because he did that while talking about abortion.
Well, maybe he was. Well, never mind. Can we play this one more time? See if it works.
Moment of clarity.
In a sense, I don't know why we're surprised by Trump. How many times does he have to prove we can't be trusted?
Yeah, hang on to that.
That needs to go in a promo for
how
our
many
show?
Times yes. does he have to prove that we can't be trusted? What are we doing? I mean, Sky, ladies. He's the president of the United States, and the people who gave us him knew he was like this. Mm-hmm. He was like this in 2020.
Yeah.
That's why he campaigned from his basement. So they did this to us. They stole an election to give us that. And this is not one time. I'm not one of those people who believes in, you say something wrong once and that we just bash you. And even on this show, we've had clips that people have made fun of Hillary Clinton or whatever, and we've played the clip and said, we know what she means.
Yeah.
Why are y'all acting like this is the greatest, dumbest thing ever? But Joe Biden, this is constant. This is every day.
I have a question.
Yes.
You know, on those days where he seems very lucid?
Yes.
Is somebody controlling his medication so that he seems lucid? Or is, like, what's the game here? Because some days he is dialed in, like when he gives a talk, for example.
I think he's only dialed in for short amounts of time. I think that's the thing.
They run out.
Yeah, even with people with degenerative mental disorders, Alzheimer's or whatever, they have good days and bad days. They have good moments and bad moments. They have little time periods. And I think sometimes he's in one of his good times when he might be speaking for a little while. But that's why he's not out there all day long. That's why they push meetings off. They're doing whatever they can to try to get him rested up. Okay, he's all right. Now he goes out there. And just to give us as much of a facade as possible.
But you know, during the State of the Union, you know, our favorite congressman, Congressman Tim Burchett.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He made a statement. He said, he was talking about how Biden only had a few minutes, because apparently what they do is they pump him up full of adrenaline.
Does that keep you focused a little while?
And Tim Burchett was saying he has about 50 minutes. The doctor he spoke with has about 50 minutes. And if you watch the State of the Union, the wheels start coming off around 50 minutes.
Really?
Allison, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's so interesting.
Yeah. And then I think what Scott's saying is true. I mean, my mom who had dementia, there were days that were better than others. But for those big time shows, they just jab them full of adrenaline, get them all amped up, focused, and then you can watch. They slowly kind of.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's unspeakably cruel to even have him out there. But I've noticed that there are some days where he just says what he needs to say, and other days you're like, nobody should let him out.
Mm-hmm.
But I know, that makes sense. Anyway, but he did tell the truth, and that's what he's really good at, despite himself, is telling on himself.
He just can't help well until he lies about cannibals.
Well, I don't think he's really lying.
That's right.
He's probably convinced that's the truth.
And can you imagine being Carrie Jean-Pierre, having to wade through his lies every day?
How did his son
she doesn't
Beau,
struggle with that. He died of cancer.
Yeah, but he said he died in Iraq or something?
Yes.
He did.
He made him into a military guy dying in a combat zone.
So maybe you're right. Maybe he legit believes these things.
He may now, but does. Don't forget the stories he tells about the his house burning down, mm-hmm. whatever that one was, and it was kitchen fire that got put out. I mean, he has a tendency to stretch the truth. We got to take a break. Alabama Unfiltered Radio, where we're not stretching the truth. We'll be back.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Hey there, folks. I'm Hannah Grantham.
And I'm Eddie Bader. Exciting news. We've joined Forest Meadows Homes and Land.
That's right. And with over 16 years of combined experience from Eddie and I,
you're guaranteed to receive some of the finest real estate knowledge in the Tri-County area.
So why wait? Give me, Hannah Grantham, a call at 334-368-6358.
Or reach out to me, Eddie, at 334-322-0662. Let's get you moving.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor in Central Alabama. So remember the name, River Region Contracting, for all your roofing needs. We're not affiliated with any other roofing company in the River Region. We've been in the roofing business since 2005. We don't have to buy our leads, and we don't have to knock on doors when the storms come around. We have thousands of satisfied customers throughout Central Alabama. So call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
How do you know once you pass that family and friends will get what you promised and that someone won't destroy or replace your will or trust with a fake one? How many copies of your will do you have, and do your loved ones know where it is? Every time you change your will, you have to copy, distribute, and have it notarized. Put a stop to all of this at SecureAWill.com, where your important documents like last will, trust, or goodbye letter are stored until your passing. Then they send your info to whomever you've requested. You'll be 100% safe with voice biometrics and their new video signature. Visit them at Secure-A-Will.com.
Big news! The biggest and best compact track loader has come to Thompson Tractor in Montgomery. It's the next generation Cat Compact Track Loader. With more power and a larger cab, this machine will boost your productivity and your business. Right now, Thompson is offering special deals on existing compact track loaders to make way for the new machines. So come to their new Cat Compact Track Loader Demo Day on May 9th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 10120 Highway 80 East in Montgomery. Call 334-215-5000 for more details.
We provide life-saving care and healthy lifestyle education. We support underserved rural communities and local sports programs. We create college scholarships and countless job opportunities. Alabama's healthcare professionals reach upward and outward to serve more people in greater ways. We are Alabama Hospitals. Visit wearealabamahospitals.org. Brought to you by Alabama Hospital Association.
This is Mike Costanza with Chappie's Deli.
And Jeff Branco with Chappie's Deli. Mike, let's talk soup. Our homemade chicken and rice soup.
Miss Dolly's recipe, it's so good. But especially when the weather changes, come to any Chappie's Deli location and get Miss Dolly's homemade chicken and rice soup.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
back into the program, everybody. Alabama Unfiltered Radio. My goodness, there is so much stuff to do. Lots of stuff to do. The Florida governor's in the news. But before we do that, let's get to your calls. Let's see. Eric the Dog, welcome to the program. I hope you're well.
Hola.
Hola, ¿cómo está?
Bien, bien. Hey, where would I go to find Alabama state statutes that are on the books already?
That are already on the books?
Yeah.
Just search for Code of Alabama, but if you're looking for the ones that are being proposed, you'll have to go to the Alabama legislative website.
Okay. Well, I'm of the firm belief that I understand what we're doing with trying to get these people to where they can't put certain signage in schools and stuff, and that's fine. I'm just really curious if there's not something out there already that prohibits the display of those types of things.
I don't think there is, Eric. I don't think they're simply passing legislation that was already in place, because so many of the things we're facing in 2024 are things that, let's be honest, 10 years ago, no one would even think to do a piece of legislation to stop it, because no one was going to do it. So now we're just playing whack-a-mole, like we've talked about before on the show.
Well, if we follow their rules to their logical conclusion, like they do this thing where, you know, they want to be able to talk about their sexual preferences and all this other kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But if you do that with a child in any other place, like if you're just, you know, sitting at home watching a drag show with your kid on TV, you know, that's your business. You start doing that in a public school.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's laws against it. I mean, I know there's laws against that. And I mean...
Well, the problem you have is what used to be covered under the... What they call decency laws?
Yes. Public decency.
You got to remember, even when you talk about public decency, there was a time in this country where people understood public decency to be Mayberry. And everybody said, if you said the term public decency, everybody's like, oh, okay, that makes sense. You got to be decent.
Right.
Nowadays, drag shows with guy parts out and G-strings, they consider that decent. So the long-held belief of what is decent is now scrambled up. So that's our problem, Eric. You're right. There probably is something statutorily that should apply. But now that we don't know what truth is anymore, we don't know what decency is anymore, and there's judges who don't know what it is, or judges who are advocates for indecency, we're stuck with having to chase all this stuff down. And I hate it, but that's where we live. Now, I believe in Alabama. Well, I used to say Alabamians know what it is, but clearly we have a bunch of librarians who don't know what it is. Now we have a bunch of school teachers who don't know what decency is. We have superintendents of school boards who don't know what decency is. So we're in a mess, man.
It's embarrassing, to be honest.
It is. I agree with you completely. It's embarrassing, and I wish there was a way, I really do, where we could govern ourselves and weren't at the mercy constantly of all these things that are being pushed upon us, and half of our folks want to be like, they'll do anything for a dollar. You know what I'm saying? Or anything not to be embarrassed by morality. And so we have our own leaders who are like, oh, well, just turn a blind eye. We don't need to pass that. Don't even talk about it. It's not happening. Either that, or they're actually for your children being subjected to these things. And some of them are, Eric. I'm just telling you, they're for it.
I don't know. I have a lot of opinions on this that aren't radio friendly. But the easiest one for me to explain is try that in my house and see what happens to you.
They'll be toting home a whooping. Eric, I appreciate you, buddy.
I just ordered in.
Debbie will be up on the other side, so we'll crawl down.